7 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Good morning to you who just joined us. You're on the morning show on Radio Life and Style, and I have a very special guest in with me who is going to be telling you about, well, not only about an exciting new church that's arrived in Belize, but about what they are doing to raise awareness of the plight of those that are not as fortunate as possibly you and I, and would like to share a little bit of love with everyone this season. So it's a huge warm welcome to Len Plomp from the Belito City Church. I like the name, Len. Yeah, Belito, which was a little village just yesterday, is growing. It's rapidly becoming a city. And to meet the demands, I suppose, of that, it's good to know that, well, even in the world of religious worship, it's paying homage to what's to come. Now, buckets of love. That sounds peculiar. What is that all about?
Okay. How it came up, this is our annual mission where we prepare hampers for the less fortunate people, the less privileged. But we pack them in buckets, and from there they are distributed.
Now, you talk about this as a sort of regular venture. Is the church not a new one?
No, the church is in fact 25 years old.
Wow. Have you been keeping things like the best kept secret in town?
Something like that. We recently changed our name.
Okay, what was it called before?
It was previously Encounter.
Okay. Yeah. So with the growth of the environment comes the name change and the new awareness.
Yes, and looking to the future, we see Belito developing into a city, and that's why we called it Belito City Church.
Okay, well, good for you, and more strength to your bow. It's lovely to know that although there is huge development and excitement, and there's a very wealthy square couple of kilometers along the North Coast Strip, you're aware of the fact that there are many folk, our neighboring communities possibly, that are not so fortunate. And there is, in fact, great need. There always will be, I think, a great need for people that have to possibly reach out to those that have less and share a little bit of, in this sense, real things, but in a more spiritual sense, it's love. So hence the buckets of love. So how physically does this work?
Okay. To start off with, we've got a sponsor for the buckets. It's Compass Waste in Durban. They provide us with the buckets. Then there's three options in which you can participate. You can take a bucket and go and fill it yourself. You can contribute 255 rand and the church will fill the bucket for you. Or you can contribute any amount whatsoever and we'll put it towards filling additional buckets.
And what are you going to be filling the buckets with?
Okay, there's a prescribed minimum list. It's maize meal, sugar, pilchards, baked beans, jam, butter, basic foodstuffs. But if you take the bucket yourself, you can add in till it almost overflows.
Okay.
With anything.
And where does it go to? Who are the recipients of these buckets?
Okay, we're delivering 60 buckets to the Glendale community on Saturday. And then we've got about another 50 so far that we will be distributing the following Sunday and thereafter. First of all, we will start in the church with less privileged people who need those things. We will distribute in and around Belito. And then anyone in the church who knows of someone who can make use of the bucket is also welcome to come and take one and do the distribution on their own.
So it is really, it starts at home. They say that all charity really should start at home and then move out from there to as wide as one can go. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to give where you can without expecting anything in return. That's the joy, I think, of what comes from this kind of, well, the art or the act of giving without expecting a return is quite a mysterious thing. It comes back in so many ways that one really and truly is amazed at how miracles occur. It all starts with one, eh? So you've got this extremely interesting mission to build a church which has been around for 25 years. And clearly you've got eyes on the future with the new name. And I presume as people arrive in the area looking for a spiritual home, there's a choice to be made. And what makes your Balito City Church, in your opinion, a good place to start?
Okay. It's a small, although it's not new, it's still small, relatively. But we consider it to be a place of safety for anyone. You come as you are, no matter what you look like, no matter where you've been, no matter what problems you have, you just come and you will find a home there.
Where is this church?
It is in Seaward Estate. If you come down Balito Drive.
Is this the church that was built originally for Seaward Estate?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah, that's wonderful, because at one stage it was going to become a clubhouse or some kind of commercial venture, because the original church, I think, from what I can recall, I don't know, but I heard rumors that it was, you know, changing, but it clearly was changing for the better.
Yeah, it's changed names a couple of times, but yeah, it's thriving. It's really doing well.
So it's not limited to those that stay on the estate. Anyone can join?
No. If you drive down Balito Drive, look, Seaward's got two entrances. You don't use the one at the hospital. Down Balito Drive, on the right-hand side, you just show your driver's license, and they let you in.
So you literally are welcome as a member of the church. You'd be, well, as a visitor to the church, you would be welcome to arrive on a Sunday. When are your services?
We've got a morning service at 9 o'clock and an afternoon service at 5, but we're suspending the afternoons until after the holidays.
So it's now just Sundays, 9 o'clock.
This Sunday is the last one with a 5 o'clock service. And then in January, we'll start both again.
Okay. And a happy congregation and welcoming to strangers.
Yes. We'll even give you some cappuccino or a drink of your choice.
A drink of my choice? Okay, well, I won't go
Not
into
those
that.
Drinks.
Make a joyful noise, my friend. I think it's a marvelous thing. And your initiative, Buckets of Love, well, you heard about that from Len Plomp, my special guest, who is... Are you the pastor?
No,
I thought you might be a man of the cloth. We could get some inspirational closing message from you. But never mind. We'll just simply leave it at that. We'll say it sounds like a wonderful way, if you're new to the area and looking for a spiritual home, why don't you pop along to the Balito City Church in Seaward Estate and meet the folk. They seem like lovely people. There's this initiative now on until, well, how long does this Buckets of Love campaign run for?
It's running for the next 2 weeks, till the end of next week.
Okay, so you've got some time to get your... Either you fill a bucket yourself to the value of about 250-odd rand, or you can just pay it into the church and they will fill a bucket for you. Or if you're that way inclined, and we hope that you might, just make a reasonably decent donation and let the good work happen that way. And more strength to you, Bo. Len, thank you for joining me on the morning show. We wish you huge success and continued success with your church in Seaward Estate, the Balito City Church. The morning show continues, but this will be up as a podcast. So if you've only just joined us and you might have missed out on what we've been discussing, you can listen again via our apps or our website. On the morning show, look for the photograph of Len, and then you'll be able to listen to the interview and share it with those you love.